Now, the presidency has slammed media reports on the imminent arrest of Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan. President Jacob Zuma's spokesperson, Bongani Olunga, said the presidency noted the report in the Sunday Times alleging the imminent arrest of the Minister of Finance, but also noted the response of the law enforcement agencies, which swiftly denied the rumor. In Olunga said, it is therefore clear that the story is the work of dangerous information peddlers who wish to cause confusion and mayhem in the country. We speak to COPE's Dennis Bloom about the allegations. Good evening and welcome to the program, Dennis.
Good evening, sir, and good evening to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, how serious do you take the allegations?
We are taking this allegation very serious because when a minister of finance is being threatened by arrest and there is this information of an imminent arrest, we must take it very serious because this is the Minister of Finance and not an ordinary minister or deputy minister. That's why we are taking it very serious.
Now, how bad would any attempt to arrest Gordhan be for the country?
It will be a very serious blow. After December, what happened when Minister Nene was removed from his position, and all of us know what happened after that. Now, if Minister Gordhan can also be removed, it will be a disaster for this country. We can't afford such things to happen in the country.
Now, do you believe there's an attempt to undermine or get rid of Pravin Gordhan from within the ANC?
I think there is two factions that is fighting for power the ANC. The one wants to get rid of Mr. Pravin Gordhan because he is a very strict and honest person. He only wants to save the country from a disaster. Now, other people wants to get their hands in a treasury. And they are not feeling very comfortable with him because of his strictness. That's why they want to get rid of him. But we as the people of South Africa are standing squarely behind the Minister of Finance.
Now, is this an attempt to protect President Jacob Zuma?
This is a very serious attempt by Mr. Zuma have appointed Des van Rooyen, an unknown person. Everybody was surprised when Mr. Zuma appointed this unknown minister, Des van Rooyen. Now, he was forced to replace him with Pravin Gordhan. He is not happy. Mr. Zuma is not happy. That's why he and his faction are working day and night to discredit Mr. Pravin Gordhan, to get rid of him. That is their mission, to get rid of and get their own person in there.
Now, the allegations have been denied by the presidency and all the law enforcement agencies. Does this mean that there is no truth in the allegation?
You see, they have not completely denied. I have just listened to the NPA boss, Abrams. He is saying that the investigation is ongoing. The Hawks spokesperson is saying the very same thing. With other words, there is still moves to investigate Pravin Gordhan and the other people. So we can't say that everything is wiped from the table. No, there is still things that they are investigating, and sooner or later we will hear something different from them.
Now, is it not time that we see the appointment of a judicial commission of inquiry into the allegations around the so-called SARS rogue unit?
No, it's not necessary for that. You see, the first thing that must happen, Mr. Zuma has broken his oath of office. That's the first thing. He can't appoint a judicial commission. He will appoint somebody who is going to do things in his favor. We are saying as the Congress of the People, this man is discredited. This man must make way. He must vacate that position and leave honest people like Pravin Gordhan in his position. He must leave Pravin Gordhan with peace in that position. It's not necessary to have a judicial commission of inquiry. He must get rid. We must get rid of him, Mr. Zuma, and not Pravin.
The Cope's Dennis Bloom, thank you so much for your time this evening. Before we let you go, Dennis, our interactive question for today, which we're asking our listeners, and we can ask it to you as well. What did you want to be as a kid? Did you achieve that dream, or is what you're doing today completely different?
You know, I always wanted to be a servant of the people. I am... doing exactly that, a servant of the people. I want to help my people. That's why I am doing what I'm doing today.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Dennis, you have yourself a wonderful evening, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks, sir.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.